Well, conservatives often say that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the gift that keeps on giving because of all of the stupid things she continues to say. But turns out there's another gift that keeps on giving too. And in this case, it's because of all of the awesome things that she says. And I'm talking about Representative Lauren Boebert, who is once again taking names and kicking butt on Capitol Hill and winning the culture wars and winning them bigly. Hi, everybody. I'm Bill Whittle here with Steve Green and Scott Ott. And this is your right angle on what it looks like to show the left what they really are. And that's not just a bunch of craven cowards, but also weenies. And nobody's doing it better than Representative Boebert. Here's the basic setup. Apparently, our Congress critters had a Zoom call where they talked about the very, very serious matters of state directly in front of them. Lauren Boebert, as you probably know, became famous because she had a gun-themed restaurant called the Shooter's Grill, and she's not real shy when it comes to firearms. On her Zoom window in the background, as you can see here, she's got a number of heavy-duty pieces of artillery, and apparently this triggered a number of her colleagues, and two of them in particular. One of the people that was not happy about seeing guns in the background of a Zoom frame was Representative Jared Huffman. Steve, we'll start with you. Here's what Jared Huffman had to say about this. If somebody wants to have a shrine to their gun fetish as a Zoom backdrop in their private life, they can do that, Huffman said. But this is our hearing room, and at some point we will get past the COVID epidemic and we'll all start showing up in person, and our safety and our ability to conduct business civilly without feeling threatened is a relevant consideration, unfortunately. Now, Steve, to be fair, you can see here from this image of Representative Jared Huffman, the man may be making a bit more drama out of this than he normally would because he's frankly in contention for the cover of American Gamma Male magazine, and I think he's pushing hard for the win. But she basically said to him, essentially, she replied by saying, "Don't be a creep. He looks like a creep, and it's a creepy thing to say."
You know who was threatened by somebody else owning guns? Somebody who wants to do things that they know they shouldn't be doing.
You betcha.
And that's that. Lauren Boebert's kind of a genius. You know, Rifle, Colorado is not that far from here. And yeah, Colorado's gotten such a bad reputation, and so much of it is deserved for being the conservative, libertarian-leaning state that's gone deep blue. But it's not entirely true. Denver and Boulder, commonly known where I live in southern Colorado as the Denver-Boulder Axis, has grown by leaps and bounds. Boulder being, you know, the big college town, one of the first woke cities in America, and Denver just being another dismally run Democrat city. They've exploded in population. The rest of the state, though, is pretty much what it's always been. The Colorado Springs area, where I live and have for more than 25 years now, remains pretty conservative. You get out past the ski areas in the mountains, you know, there's a kind of left-wing tourist traps. You get past those, and it's salt of the earth people. And Weld County in the northeast, where Denver has been at war with Weld County because Weld County produces our energy in this state. That's where the fracking happens and all that good stuff. Colorado is still, most of Colorado is still liberty-loving, decent people. What's brilliant about Lauren Boebert, though, is she knows what her brand is. You look at that gun display. This was something she threw up in a hurry. You can tell. This is not, you know, a fancy gun case where she's got everything aligned just right, the way my grandfather used to when I was a kid. This is something she put up because she knew it would trigger the gamma males on the Zoom call, and good on her for it, because the best disinfectant is sunlight. And when you
That's right.
have 100 million or more armed Americans, legally armed Americans in possession of what, 350 million guns, 400 million, who knows how many it is. I own above average. Well, I used to until that boating accident. That said, she
Yeah,
knows
me
how to
too.
trigger the left. She does it in a way that generates headlines. She is shining sunlight on the vermin who want to pass things like the H.R. 127 that I did a right angle segment on last week that would outlaw most of the guns in America and turn law-abiding citizens into criminals overnight. So God bless you, Lauren Boebert. Keep it up. And if I see you on Zoom, I'm going to compliment your guns.
Scott, she wasn't done. Well, I should say that it wasn't so much that she wasn't done. It's just that the people who had a problem with her weren't done. And one of those was Representative Katie Porter, who thought she was being very clever when she said, "I always thought my dirty dishes piled up and accumulating bacteria were the most dangerous thing in a Zoom background." To which our girl in Washington said, quote, "It's kind of alarming that she has so many dishes in her sink collecting bacteria." Went on to say, "Do your dishes, hun." When I say this as a fighter, I'm not talking even so much as a person who's fighting for the Second Amendment rights, although she's clearly doing that. When I say she's a fighter, she's not intimidated. She's not going along with the narrative that she's supposed to be ashamed of these things, that she's supposed to be, you know, conciliatory and all the rest of it. She points out very clearly, Scott, in response to all this, is we all just swore ourselves in as representatives and we swore an oath to defend the Constitution. And having read the Constitution, I got to the Second Amendment part and I realized, you know, hey, I'm in favor of it and you seem to be opposed. She's a wonder, I think. Do you think there's really something here, or do you think she's just basically tweaking people's noses just for the thrill of it?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, as Steve suggested, if it was a hastily designed backdrop, you know, who hasn't done that on a Zoom call in the last year? Yes. And so, not necessarily with armaments, but you know, just carefully positioned decorative items. Every time you see some expert on TV, they've got a carefully curated shelf of books behind them that would supposed to give you a positive impression of who they are. I mean, the woman's from Rifle, Colorado. She owns a restaurant called The Shooter's Grill, an open carry restaurant. This is her brand. And so, you know, if Donald Trump can announce his presidential ambitions by coming down the golden escalator in the Trump Tower, you know, and have all these buildings with Trump on it, then Lauren Boebert can prominently position firearms to, she's clearly aligning herself with that idea, with that issue, and that's her right to do so. It's amazing to me that grown-up members of Congress can't do what they really should do if they wanted to minimize Lauren Boebert's impact, and that is just utterly ignore it. Like, they just can't not take the bait. And so that's a level of immaturity on their part. I mean, if you really didn't want to lionize or make a hero out of somebody on the right, then why draw attention to them? You know, just kind of wait till she gets done talking and move on to the next person in the meeting, and don't build up her reputation. Lauren Boebert will fundraise off of that little thing for the next 6 months.
And I hope she raises a ton of money, because what Lauren is doing here, and I hope you don't mind me calling you Lauren, but I'm gonna, is this, she is not acquiescing to the narrative. Gun rights, whether you like it or not, are protected by the Constitution. And Scott is exactly right. She is doing that to be provocative, but she's being provocative about an issue that we are always on the defensive on. And she's not decided to go on the defensive about this. She has decided to say, "You want to make a fight out of this legislation? Fine, here's my opinion on it, and I'm not ashamed of it." And that's really what it comes down to, I think. She didn't put a hunting rifle up there, although I think I saw something that looked like a shotgun down below. She put ARs up there and handguns and so on, because she has the quaint belief that we have a right to own these things. And she is, in fact, trolling for a response, and she got one. But what she did by getting that response is prove that this entire issue is not only important, but that we're not going to simply just say, "Oh, well, we'll do the right thing and be polite and go away." The thing I like most about her response, however, is the dismissiveness of it and the disdain of it. One of the first things I ever said, really, was that how do you not sell conservatism if conservatism is about loud guns, fast cars, and hot women? I mean, really, how hard is it to sell that stuff? And she's doing pretty much that exact thing. She's basically turning people who are using a virtue signal of how dare you have firearms in the frame, those things are not adequately secured, and all the rest of this liberal drippy nonsense, and basically saying, "Don't be a creep, you know." And this other woman is complaining, "Oh, do your dishes." It's the kind of disdain and dismissiveness that these people deserve. And the best way to fight somebody who is trying to indicate to you their moral superiority is to kick them as hard as you can right in the moral superiority. Just kick them right there as hard as you can. Knock the legs right out from underneath them. No, you're not a good man because the guns trigger you. You're kind of a creep. And you're talking about your dirty dishes and my guns. You've already admitted you're breeding bacteria. Why don't you do your dishes and mind your own business? I think that this is exactly precisely what is needed and needed constantly. This idea that we have to constantly walk away from these issues and be ashamed of them and always be on the defensive is what got us into this trouble. And this woman is a, well, you know what she is? I'll just come out and say it. She's a pistol is what she is. And I'm awful glad she's our pistol. And I say, Lauren, keep it up. And they are creeps. And they do need to do their dishes. So what's all the fuss all about? That'll do it for this edition of Right Angle, made possible by the members at BillWhittle.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week right here on Right Angle.